Ladies and gentlemen, may I take this opportunity of welcoming those of you who are here in the Baldwin Gymnasium Auditorium. We're pleased to have you here. We apologize to those who...
I'm glad we're getting the bugs out while I'm speaking. We apologize to those who, because of the inadequacy of this physical facility, we weren't able to house here. Those of you who are here ought to know that there are a number of others in other rooms in this building.
Also apparently in the University Center and perhaps some in the Great Hall of Samuel W. Bowne Hall of Graduate Studies.
If there is any space in these other buildings, and some of you are standing outside of the building, as I know some of you are, I'm sure guides would be pleased to show you to other spaces where hopefully you can be seated. It is our usual pattern and procedure to have a question period following the lecture. Dr. King will be pleased to answer questions
as you came into these various rooms. Hopefully you were handed 3x5 cards. When Dr. King has finished his lecture, students of Green Key and other organizations will pass among you. Please pass the cards out to the aisle. The students will bring them up to Professor Key here at the press table. Professor Key then will sort out any duplicates there may be, and then I will give the questions to Dr. King. Now, the same procedure should be followed in other buildings on the campus. Those of you who are at the University Center, if you will write on the 3x5 cards, we will see that those cards are delivered here. Two for the Great Hall. We are honored at Drew University to have this distinguished American on our campus. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. is a highly educated human being. His undergraduate work was at Morehouse College. A Bachelor of Divinity was done at Crozier Theological Seminary, and a Doctorate of Philosophy at Boston University. Professor George D. Kelsey of our faculty, a brilliant theologian, was one of Dr. King's earlier teachers. Dr. King's father was a minister. His maternal grandfather was. Born in Atlanta, he returned to his homeland in the South as pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. There, responsibility was quickly thrust upon him, and he became president of the Montgomery Improvement Association. Through a very trying time, desegregation on the buses was achieved in Montgomery. Dr. King and thousands of other fellow Americans were responsible for that desegregation. Mrs. King and Dr. King and their four children now live in Atlanta. There, Dr. King shares the pulpit of the Ebenezer Baptist Church with his father. He is president of the Southern Christian Leaders Conference, an author of considerable ability. His work, Stride Toward Freedom, The Measure of a Man, and Strength to Love, are very widely read in this country and abroad. He is a man of commitment to his faith, to God through Jesus Christ, and to improving the lives of his fellow men. His faith and careful reading led him early to reject completely Marxism. One seems to see in his lectures and in his writing a reflection of Thoreau, of Martin Buber, of Niebuhr, and a good bit of Gandhi in his thought. It is he who injected the Gandhi principle of nonviolence into the civil rights movement. As the Hegelian synthesis between, on the one hand, despair and apathy, and on the other hand, violent achievement of justice for some 16 million of our fellow Americans. On January 3 of this year, Time magazine named him Man of the Year. On January 31 of this year, the Swedish news agency announced that 8 members of Parliament had nominated Dr. King for the 1964 Nobel Peace Prize. In a letter to the Norwegian Nobel Committee, they wrote that since 1955, Dr. King had succeeded in keeping his followers to the principle of nonviolence. Without King's conviction, they wrote, of the justification and effectiveness of this principle, their marches might easily have become violent and ended with a spilling of blood. As Dr. King puts it, we will match your capacity to inflict suffering with our capacity to endure suffering. And in winning our freedom, we will so appeal to your heart and conscience that we will win you in the process. Dr. King has led our people, black and white, to see a new American dream. Members of the university and friends, that is his topic this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Dr. King.